The Trinity Six by Charles Cumming. Read by Jot Davis. A note on the Cambridge Five. While studying at Trinity College, Cambridge in the 1930s, Kim Philby, Anthony Blunt, Guy Burgess, Donald MacLean, and John Cairncross were recruited by Moscow Center as agents of the Soviet NKVD. They became known as the Cambridge Five. Burgess would go on to work for the BBC and for the Foreign Office. MacLean, the son of a prominent Liberal MP, also joined the Foreign Office and was First Secretary at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. between 1944 and 1948. Philby became an officer in the Secret Intelligence Service, better known as MI6. Blunt, a world authority on the paintings of Nicolas Poussin, worked for MI5 until 1945, at which point he was appointed surveyor of the King's pictures, and later, the Queen's pictures. During World War II, John Cairncross worked as an analyst at Bletchley Park. All five men passed vast numbers of classified documents to their handlers in the NKVD. In May 1951, Burgess and MacLean boarded a ferry in Southampton, England, and defected to the Soviet Union. Their disappearance caused an international uproar. They had been tipped off by Blunt and Philby that MI5 were about to expose MacLean as a traitor. 4 years later, Philby held a press conference at which he denied being the so-called third man. He was exonerated in the House of Commons by the Foreign Secretary, Harold Macmillan, and continued to provide information to SIS. 7 years later, while working as a journalist in Lebanon, Philby boarded a Soviet freighter in Beirut and was spirited back to Moscow. The trauma of his betrayal haunts British intelligence to this day. Cairncross.